1. What do people usually do when they get lost? When people find themselves lost, they typically resort to a few common strategies. Firstly, many will use their smartphones for GPS navigation to reorient themselves. Others might seek assistance from locals, asking for directions to their intended destination. In situations where technology is unavailable or unreliable, some people revert to traditional methods, such as using a physical map or following landmark cues. 2. What are the differences between paper and digital maps? Well, the key differences between paper and digital maps primarily revolve around their format and functionality. Firstly, paper maps are tangible and easily used without the need for power or an internet connection. However, they have limitations in terms of the amount of information they can display. On the other hand, digital maps offer a wealth of interactive features, such as zooming and real-time updates. They provide detailed information about specific locations and suggest routes with traffic updates, which paper maps simply cannot. 3. What do you think of in-car GPS navigation systems? Honestly, in-car GPS navigation systems have transformed the way we travel. They bring a significant level of convenience by providing step-by-step directions, which drastically reduces the chances of getting lost. Additionally, these systems are adaptable to real-time traffic conditions, suggesting alternative routes to avoid delays. However, it's worth noting that there can be an over-reliance on these systems. This dependency might diminish our natural ability to navigate as we become more accustomed to following digital prompts rather than understanding the geography of a place. 4. What do people often do with a map? Actually, people use maps for a variety of purposes. Primarily, maps are used for navigation, helping individuals find their way in unfamiliar areas. They're also used for planning trips, where users can plot routes and identify points of interest. Interestingly, maps can also serve educational purposes, helping people learn about different geographical regions and cultural landmarks. 5. How does learning to read a map help you learn more about your country? Well, learning to read a map can be incredibly insightful for understanding one's country better. By reading maps, individuals gain a deeper appreciation of the geographical layout, including the locations of major cities, rivers, and mountain ranges. It also helps in understanding the regional differences and cultural diversity within the country, thereby fostering a sense of national identity and pride.